علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood, and we are engaging in the discussion of the reasons the sociological, the socio-political, the economic, and the historic circumstances in which the prophets came. Like, what phenomenon in history, this issue of prophethood is a phenomenon in history, and what happened in history that this phenomenon came about and it got materialized in the society is what we are trying to address. And we reached this place where Imam Ali alayhi salam was saying one of the reasons why one of the situations in which the prophets came was that he says that وَطَرَائِقُ مُتَشَتِّتَةٌ بَيْنَ مُشَبِّهٍ لِلَّهِ بِخَلْقِهِ أَوْ مُلْحِدٍ فِي إِسْمِهِ أَوْ مُشِيرٍ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. That people at that time followed different paths. They had become various paths with regards to their belief in God. So some people were, giving a similarity between God and His creation. They were saying these are similar. And for example, and we gave those examples previously, of course. And the other thing that they used to do is that أَوْ مُلْحِدٍ فِي إِسْمِهِ. They would be disbelievers, but in the name of God, rather because of, concentrating only in the name of God and not going further in forming that relationship with God Himself, and diving, or you can say drowning, in that confusion.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, in the previous session, we talked about the fact that human beings, unfortunately, when they ended up, thinking about God, rather when they, of course, naturally had this tendency to understand God and know God, at times they would only, delve on the discussion about what are the names of this God, what are the attributes of this God, and they would not go further than that in forming a relationship with God. So, for example, there are people who believe that God for example, created the heavens, and then the earth, and then He stepped aside. So such people have given such an attribute, such a name to God, that the God that creates and goes. And this name, they made it in such a way, they postulated in their minds in such a way that now a human being doesn't have any relationship with God. He's a disbeliever, in other words. So the name, the delving and the discussion in the name of God is what is the actual reason for their disbelief. And we gave different examples in the previous sessions. Now, these types of, you can say, fitnas, these types of problems, these types of, deviations and difficulties, problems are the ones that caused the society to be in such a situation that it necessitated the coming of prophets to come and kind of pave the way for the final purpose of human beings to be materialized. In the second sermon of Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam explains this. He discusses about the circumstances at the times when the prophets came. How were the people at that time? He says, for example, in one of the sermons, he says, وَالنَّاسُ فِي فِتَنٍ إِنْ جَذَمَ فِيهَا حَبْلُ الدِّينِ وَتَزَعْزَعَتْ سَوَارِ الْيَقِينِ. He says that at that time, when the messengers came, when the prophets came, people were so much, encapsulated in different types of tribulations and fitnas and confusions.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the circumstances or the situation of the people at the time when the prophets came. One of them, in the second sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَالنَّاسُ فِي فِتَنٍ إِنْ جَذَمَ فِيهَا حَبْلُ الدِّينِ. That people were, encapsulated in tribulations, in fitnas, in confusions, in such a manner that the rope of religion was cut off. The rope of religion was cut off. In other words, the people were not holding on to the religion. They had separated themselves from religion because of those confusions and those fitnas and those problems and tribulations that happened at that time, those tests and the occurrences of those times. وَتَزَعْزَعَتْ سَوَارِ الْيَقِينِ. And it was a time when the handles or the handlebars or the handles of certainty were weakened. For example, when you want to stand up, when you're about to fall, when you want to stand somewhere, you hold a handle and you grasp it and then you stand and you hold yourself. Sometimes what happens is that these are weak. So when you go to hold them, you fall down. Or for example, they just break off. So at that time, the situation was such that people those handlebars or those handles that would keep someone on track, that would, stop one to fall into misguidance and oblivion, those things had become very weak. In other words, people didn't have strong belief. They didn't have that strong faith in their hearts to be able to continue the path of religion. So we notice these problems at that time. And Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about this. And therefore, it is for us to contemplate and see, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His kindness came and saved the humanity from destruction through the messengers of God. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه